We're the Figs, and you're listening to The Figs Forever on Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Gonna have one of the guys talk about the song Regional Hits.
That came from an idea where we were gonna write this group of songs about like a kind of has-been local artist who actually made some money and, you know, that breaking through these gates in his little mini mansion. And
talk about the concept record. Which
record? Yeah, Follow Gene. Was originally like, it was kind of all strung together, those songs, and then it kind of got put aside, and all the songs kind of are connected with the theme, and that's Regional Hits is just, you know, the character.
So it was not Blotto in that case?
No, no.
Totally phony chapter.
Sorry, Sarge.
Okay. This was a fabricated tale, part of this sort of loose concept that Mike had made for the album Follow Gene. Well, let's, one of the chapters in this guy's life.
Let's take a listen to that chapter. This is Regional Hits from the 2006 Figs album Follow Gene Through the Sea.
International stretch.
just heard The Central Stumble, a single from the Figs that came out in 2011. I'm guessing that there's a little bit of Figs local history being referred to in that song, certainly with its lyrical references to the year 1992 in the line, "If you're talking about Albany blues, you're down on Clinton Avenue." My dad worked on Clinton Avenue, and yeah, that was kind of a bluesy block, wasn't it? I have to say that when I first heard that song while living in California, it took me to a certain magical time when clubs like QE2 were thriving on Central Avenue. So, you know, I have to ask, is The Central Avenue about a certain incident that perhaps took place while the Figs were coming up in the Capital District?
No, nothing specific. That was all just kind of like vague,
you know. There is something kind very specific.
Painting a little picture of that period. And co-writer on that song, John Pohaita, grew up in Albany, and he wrote most of the lyrics for that song. But, you know, I told him, I was like, let's do something where we just kind of like write about that time and some characters, and, you know, it was kind of easy to write. And kind of funny, too.
It's nice to hear some 518 history immortalized in a Fig song. Another thing I love about you guys is that the band has a real sense of humor, I think. You know, I mean, how many bands would write a song about their drummer having a gambling problem? Now, I think this is the therapy portion of the show where we play Casino Haze so that Pete Haze can get the help that he so urgently needs. Going back to the 2010 album, The Man Who Fights Himself, this is Casino Haze.
Casino Haze. This is Pete Hayes, the most soulful member of the Figs, about to talk about the most soulful song we've written. Do Me was, Do Me Like You Said You Would, you know, that was a soul number. It was originally just like a chorus that came about. I'm not going to ruffle any feathers here. One member of the band said, yeah, he came up with it. And then another member of the band like added to it. Next thing you know, we've got this like folk song happen. And I say a folk song because it took like 10 years to write like, and it just would go back and forth. And finally, one day we had it and it all came together. But I think the soul influence came to us from playing with Graham, really. He kind of chilled us out, slowed us down, taught us how to play real, you know, soul-y, soul-esque, soulfully. I think we owe that side of us to Graham and our love of all things soul music from Aretha Franklin, Stax Records, you know.
Let's take a listen to that soulful side. This is Do Me Like You Said You Would from the Figs' 2012 album, The Day the Gravity Stopped.
Do me like you said you would, baby. Do me like I've never been done before. Do me like I said you would. Do me like I've never been done.
You've been listening to The Figs Forever, a one-hour overview of the Capital District's finest rock and roll export. Guys, it's been more than 25 years and 12 albums, and still you guys keep evolving and cranking out great records. What's the secret for keeping The Figs together for all this time? Is it possible, perhaps ironically, that by not having had a major radio hit, you guys avoided the cliche of becoming one-hit wonders who would have imploded after an album or two?
Well, as soon as we got a record deal, we started living in different cities, and I think that's helped not being surrounded by each other. Sure. We spent a lot of time on the road together, and a lot, when I say a lot of time. Yeah. And so, I think that we have a pretty healthy relationship. The distance helps a lot.
We're happy in our own lives. A band isn't everything, you know?
Now, I've been really digging The Figs' new album, Other Planes of Here. 3 years was too long of a wait for me, but we're glad to finally have you guys back with another record. Let's take a listen to one of the new album's highlights, the positively rockin' track, Wealthy Women. This has been The Figs Forever. Thanks for listening. The Figs Forever is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.